from Washington, this is VOA News. The White House considers options in the Israeli-Palestinian fighting. Secretary of State Kerry discusses Afghan election outcomes. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The White House says it is willing to turn to some of its Middle East allies to help bring an end to the violence between Israel and the Palestinians. White House spokesman Josh Earnest, while indicating Friday the U.S. has a number of relationships it is willing to leverage, condemned rocket attacks on Israel Friday from Lebanon.
The president also expressed his concern about the risk associated with further escalation and emphasize the need for all sides in this dispute to do everything they can to protect the lives of civilians and restore calm.
Earnest reaffirmed Israel's right to defend itself while again appealing to all sides to protect those civilian lives. Friday's attack from southern Lebanon struck northern Israel near the border and caused no casualties. It is unclear who fired the rockets. Hamas and other militants in Gaza have fired more than 550 rockets into Israel. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has held separate talks with rival Afghan presidential candidates and outgoing President Hamid Karzai in Kabul to try to seek a resolution to a bitter election dispute. IS Ghul has the details from Islamabad.
Allegations of widespread fraud in last month's runoff vote have provoked presidential hopeful Abdullah Abdullah to reject preliminary results that put rival candidate Ashraf Ghani in the lead. Kerry spoke to reporters in Kabul, stressing the importance of his trip to the country.
I'm here because President Obama and the United States of America are deeply interested in a unified, democratic, and stable Afghanistan.
Abdullah alleges that President Karzai, the Election Commission, and the Ghani campaign colluded against him to organize ballot stuffing, charges that have been denied. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
More details on these stories at voanews.com. At least 19 Ukraine government servicemen reportedly were killed in a rocket attack by pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine Friday. Andriy Lysenko, a spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, told reporters 23 soldiers have been killed, among them 19 servicemen from the armed forces and 4 from the Border Guard unit. Ukraine's defense ministry also says another 93 persons were wounded. Zoryan Shaykurik, an advisor to Ukrainian Interior Minister Arseniy Avakov, told reporters in Kyiv that rebel forces fired Grad missiles at Ukrainian troops located in a village in the Luhansk region near the Russian border. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko said those responsible for the attack would, quote, be found and destroyed, adding that for every Ukrainian soldier killed, the rebels would pay with dozens and hundreds of their own. Kurdish forces have seized 2 northern Iraqi oil fields after Kurdish politicians say they will boycott Iraqi government cabinet meetings. Kurdish fighters took over the Kirkuk and Bayt Hassan oil fields Friday, saying they want to secure the facilities. The central government in Baghdad has condemned the seizure and demanded the Kurds immediately withdraw. In a further split between Kurds and the government, Kurdish politicians formally suspended their participation in Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's cabinet, calling him hysterical. The prime minister has accused Kurds of harboring Sunni extremists who have taken over much of northern Iraq and threaten Baghdad. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and other top administration officials concluded their visit to China on Thursday for the strategic and economic dialogue. Their trip came at a key moment in U.S.-China relations, which have been tested by many events over the last year. Shannon Van Zandt reports from Beijing.
Top U.S. officials wrapped up 2 days of meetings in Beijing this week on a wide range of issues, but did not report any major breakthroughs. In his closing statement, Secretary Kerry said China and the U.S. found common ground on climate change, nuclear nonproliferation, North Korea, and the importance of the rule of law, among other issues. For the world's 2 biggest economies, finding common ground on important issues has been a struggle. U.S.-China relations were again tested this week with new media reports that Chinese hackers tried to infiltrate databases containing the personnel files of U.S. government employees. China denied the charge. Shannon Van Sant, Beijing.
German and U.S. leaders are to hold talks about the expulsion of a U.S. intelligence officer from Berlin. The German foreign minister says he'll discuss the matter with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.